You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. It only takes one. Are you the one? We're talking about God searching the hearts and the minds for a righteous person that he can use. Now, Jesus tells us that God is searching for true worshipers in John chapter 4, starting in verse 23. He said, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." So, what about this? Do you worship him in spirit and truth? Let me tell you a story. If we ask, what difference could I possibly make? I'm only one person. Let's go back to World War II. In World War II, a 13-year-old black boy named Bobby Hill read about Dr. Albert Schweitzer's missionary work in Africa. He wanted to help, but he only had enough money to buy one bottle of aspirin. He wrote a letter to his father, there was a sergeant stationed in Italy, and sent him a bottle of aspirin. His father sent the letter and the bottle of aspirin to Lieutenant General Richard C. Lindsay, commander of the Allied Air Forces in Southern Europe. The letter asked if the Air Force could fly over Dr. Schweitzer's hospital in the jungle and drop that bottle of aspirin down to him. A radio station broadcast a story about Bobby's concern for helping others, and people responded. The French and Italian governments each supplied a plane to fly Bobby and 4.5 tons of medical supplies worth $400,000 to Schweitzer's hospital. It's the equivalent of millions of dollars today. One poor black 13-year-old boy did everything he could possibly do. He only had enough money for one bottle of aspirin, so he asked his father that's in the Air Force, is there any way they can drop that over Dr. Schweitzer's hospital? Remember Schindler's List? There was a phrase, to save one life saves a nation. Oskar Schindler, a German industrialist, spy, and a member of the Nazi Party, saved over 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust. Hacksaw Ridge, remember that? Desmond Doss, a World War II medic of the 77th Army Division, served at Hacksaw Ridge on Okinawa, which is a small island off the coast of Japan. The first conscientious objector to win the Medal of Honor, Doss refused to touch a gun. Instead, he carried his Bible. At 5'8" tall, 145 pounds, he was shorter and 30 pounds smaller than the average size of an Army soldier. He saved the lives of 75 men on Hacksaw Ridge by carrying or dragging them over 100 yards under attack after the Army retreated, lowering them down to safety, risking his life. What can one man do? Well, what about Bobby, the little black boy, Bobby Hill in World War II? What about Oskar Schindler? What about Desmond Doss? One person, and they did great things. If you are willing, God can use you. So contact us, please. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.